USA Radio News.
First Lady Melania Trump underwent treatment today for a kidney condition and is expected to remain at Walter Reed National Military Medical Hospital for the rest of the week. That's according to the White House. The White House said she went through an immobilization procedure and had no complications. Earlier today in Israel, the U.S. Embassy officially moved from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Part of the U.S. contingent on hand was Jared Kushner. Kushner talked about what this move means to the United States and Israel.
Israel is a sovereign nation with the right to determine its own capital, the same right that is enjoyed by every other country in the world. In taking this action, the United States has also chosen to strengthen the bond between our two countries. Our special bond is the envy of nations throughout the world.
Former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid underwent surgery today for pancreatic cancer at Johns Hopkins Hospital in Baltimore. A person close to Reid said the cancer was caught early. This is USA Radio News.
Okay, so the big question for any decision you're going to make, is this actually going to work? Well, if you've heard about MediShare, which is a brilliant way of sharing healthcare costs, you may have wondered that. Does it work? Well, so did Dr. Stuart Hoover, who initially joined to save a lot of money. The typical family saves about $500 a month. Stuart saved even more.
When we first joined MediShare, we were immediately going from a little over $1,600 a month down to $460 basically a month.
So that's wonderful, but then his wife needed emergency surgery and the bills added up to $160,000.
So we were seeing the bills coming in, and then the bills were being paid. Portions were being shared, and the end result of this bill was taken care of.
Yes, MediShare works, and it's so easy to get your questions answered too, so why not? You can call right now, 833-39-BIBLE. That's 833-39-BIBLE, 833-39-BIBLE.
Another big space rock is about to make a pass by our planet. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes says it's around the size of the Statue of Liberty.
Asteroid 2010 WC9 is expected to pass by our planet at about half the distance to the moon on Tuesday. Astronomers say there aren't many objects that size that pass so close to us, but this asteroid does not present any risk to the planet. Astronomers, though, say they discovered the asteroid in 2010 and then lost it for 8 years until it popped back up on their radar again earlier this month.
Republican Senator Orrin Hatch said today he would introduce new sports gambling legislation after the Supreme Court struck down a federal law that banned betting in almost every state. What the Supreme Court ruled today was that the 1992 Amateur Sports Protection Act that prohibits sports from authorizing and licensing a sports gambling scheme violate the anti-commandeering rule. Many states have already began looking into the option of what it takes to legalize sports betting. This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
The state of Vermont became the latest state to raise the minimum wage to $15. Now, there it's going to take effect starting in the year 2024. Many times what we see when the minimum wage is raised is a decrease in jobs. Well, John Tamney says due to technology, we're going to see jobs go away, minimum wage increases or not.
Well, I think the technology is going to erase those jobs either way, and that's a good thing. Let's remember that it used to be that our jobs were making food every day, that working on the farm. And so either way, the technology is going to erase this. This doesn't mean that young people won't have job opportunities. It just means that we'll redefine entry level. Young people will get to do more and more advanced work from a very young age. And so the last thing you want, though, are minimum wages, because that's just a barrier to getting your foot in the door. My argument is that work is the reward, that people are happiest when they're accomplishing things. The difference in modern times relative to the past is that people will more and more view work as an expression, as a place to showcase their unique expertise. That's so different from the past when your work choices were very limited. And so we don't want to put wage barriers up to people getting to do that which they love or that which they think they would love.
Tamney also has a new book out titled The End of Work, Why Your Passion Can Become Your Job. Very interesting stuff there, John. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.